MDNTV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDNTV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global earth. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcast. The undeniable choice.
It's sundown. The day has just begun. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Dota. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our viewers and listeners around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Engage, share your thoughts, share this broadcast, share this podcast. Tell your friends to tell their friends. It's happening right now. Tell you what. We are talking health, we are talking wealth, we are talking happiness. In fact, my guest says your health is your wealth. Don't we all want this? I mean, so many times people focus more on the wealth, but what is wealth without the health? You want to enjoy the wealth with health. Otherwise, if you don't get that right, you'll find that the same wealth and the same financial growth you may have obtained and achieved will end up being run down the drain, spending on health problems and other things that are related to your health. So the goal is us getting our health right, then the wealth, then the happiness. The three are triplets. Look, my guest is going to help us to go through all this together. And today, the really main focus is the time to start working on your health is now, not January the 1st. How many of us are already planning, already working on the vision board for 2023, and one of those things is health? Well, we've got to start right away. Let's find out how right after this.
MDNTV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDNTV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global earth. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcast, The Undeniable Choice.
The Undeniable Choice, indeed, for today is Pam Sherman. Look, so excited to have you. Thanks a gazillion times for saying yes and for coming here to share your wisdom and yourself with us. And everyone who's just joined us, Pam is a health and wellness professional. She's been in the industry for over 25 years and as an instructor, as a coach, as a trainer. She's passionate about all things health, wellness, nutrition, and aging with strength, or maybe just getting old but never aging, right? Pam, the mic sings to you now. Tell the world, who is Pam and why? Why should we start working on our health right now instead of January? I think January gives us a better boost. Pam?
First of all, thank you for having me on. It is lovely to be here. In experience in all these years, people are so excited in January, and that lasts only a few days or a week or 2 weeks, and then they stop. And if we're lucky enough to age, what we put into our health today and tomorrow reflects back in or ahead 5 years, 10 years. Think of yourself 10 years from now. What you do now affects how you feel in 10 years. So it's not about losing weight fast, or, you know, crushing yourself in the gym. It's about making it a daily habit, like brushing your teeth. Every minute you put into your health, think about like a health piggy bank. You put minutes in, so when we're lucky enough to be older, we're going to feel great.
Wow, wow. You say stuff, it's like brushing your teeth every day. I mean, what a challenge.
Well, so many people struggle with motivation, and I tell them, look, you can't wait for motivation to help you work on your health. You need to make your health a habit. When we were little kids, none of us wanted to brush our teeth or take a bath or do any of those things, make our beds, but we did them day after day, month after month, year after year. And now that we're adults, those things are habits. If you did your health the same way, it would just be a habit. And you wouldn't think, oh, should I go to the gym? Should I work out? Your brain says, yeah, it's what we do every day. So it's shifting that mindset.
Now, there was a time that you struggled with your own weight loss. Tell us about your own weight loss journey and the fact that you're saying that every one of us should really focus on lifelong health, wellness, not all this quickie stuff, the shortcut to say get rid and forget about shortcuts.
Yes. In college, I was actually a marathon runner. So for those of you that don't know, a marathon is 26.2 miles. And I was my very heaviest running marathons because I ate too much. I need people think they can outrun their food. You can't outrun your food. Your food is everything. I know. So after college, I lost some weight. And then in 2014, I was going through a very emotionally hard time in my life. My dad lived close to me and he was declining with Alzheimer's, and it was really stressful. I put on 20 pounds because I ate food. I ate very healthy food, but I ate too much food and I put it on and then I took it off. But now that I'm 55, when I was 30, 35, when I was teaching and training, I wanted to crush my students, make them really sore. And now I want everyone to take their health more seriously, because we, at least in the States here, we're a very sick country because there's so much bad processed foods around. I mean, I could go on and on. And the convenience factor is there's no shortcut that's going to benefit your long-term health.
Yeah.
There's no short-term health cut. There's no quick fix. There's no fad diet. There's nothing that's going to be long-lasting in your health, in your life. It's a day in, day out habits that you set up that really make the biggest difference.
Wow. Wow. And just come to think of it, nobody has really taught us this way, you know. The weight loss industry is the biggest industry. And I mean, the most lucrative. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's like a $500 billion industry. They want you to buy their products that don't work, because the more money you spend, the more richer they get. There's nothing glamorous about eating broccoli or eating apples. Nobody makes money off of that. But your long-term health depends on it.
Yeah, and they're always coming up with something new. But now, why should one stop focusing on losing weight and start focusing on health, being healthy?
Well, you can do both at the same time, but I think at least in our media, there's every magazine cover. So you drop 10 pounds in 10 days, you know, lose weight by Christmas. If you focus on eating real food, and when I say this, think about foods that your grandmother ate or your great grandmother, if you're very young. If she wouldn't recognize it, you shouldn't eat it. If you eat real food, you will lose weight. I mean, losing weight does require a calorie deficit, which is eating less calories than your body needs. But getting rid of the processed food, getting rid of anything that comes in a package or container, and eating single ingredient foods, egg, chicken, lettuce, apples, broccoli, eating real food will actually lead to weight loss. And people are in such a hurry in our Insta society, right? Everything is instant these days. But the body you're in today took a while for you to get here. Say it took a year for you to put on whatever weight you have on. It's probably going to take a year to lose the weight. So have grace for yourself. Have gratitude that you are alive and healthy, and take the time to do it the right way, because slow weight loss stays off for the rest of your life.
Are there roadblocks to health? What's the biggest roadblock to health, really?
I would say our society. I mean, there's fast food, there's packaged foods. Every time you go to the grocery store, you're inundated with so many food choices and people get decision fatigue. It's easier to grab that Danish at whatever coffee shop you're at with a pumpkin spice latte because it takes more time to make food at home. That and mindset where people think it takes too long. I can't do it. It's too hard. When you turn your mindset around to say, hey, I can do this. I can do this. This isn't hard. Having a baby is hard. Losing a loved one is hard. Eating real food is not hard. It just takes the right mindset.
But what is the right food? Maybe we should go there. Let's talk about the food itself. How does one really stock up the right food at home and take up the right food to work if they're taking lunch boxes and all that? How do we start?
At least our society in the States is based around carbohydrates, cereal, toast, pancakes, waffles, things like that. But as we age, about after the age of 40, we lose 8% muscle every decade. So it's very important to prioritize protein. If you have cereal or toast, you are hungry within an hour because your blood sugar drops and then it spikes right back up. Protein is the most satisfying micronutrient. Think about a cup of egg whites and a few eggs. Think about a big, you can even have leftovers from dinner the night before, but focusing every meal around protein first and fiber second, meaning veggies, fruit, that's going to keep you full for a long time. So as bringing your lunch to work, I would make double at dinner the night before so you have things to bring to work the next day. And there's no best protein. The best protein is the protein that you like. That is the best protein.
Are you saying I can eat eggs for the rest of them or for the rest of my life? Or what are you really saying when it comes to protein? The one I love, eggs, boiled eggs.
Right. About four eggs is enough protein for one meal. You want to shoot for at least 25 grams of protein per meal. And one egg has 7 grams.
Wow.
Yeah. If you did four eggs, you'd be full till lunch. Like that's a lot. It definitely keeps you full.
So one can do four eggs per day. And that will be sufficient. That will give us enough protein for the whole day.
Oh, no. Per meal, 25 grams per meal. So lunch, you want to have another 25 grams, dinner. And that's minimum. That's a minimum. If you can eat more than that, that's great.
Can you eat eggs for the rest of the month without experiencing any challenges? Or is it okay? Is it even healthy to eat eggs for 30 days or 60 days?
I would say you could have eggs for breakfast every day. You might get bored if you had eggs 3 times a day. So throw in some chicken or a protein shake, if you can do yogurt, fish. I would just say most people get bored eating the same thing 3 times a day. So I'd recommend mixing it up a little bit, but eggs for breakfast every day, that's a great breakfast.
Yes. Let's talk about some exercises when it comes to this health journey, lifelong health journey. Where is the place of exercises? And you being an athlete yourself and a coach and a fitness coach, an instructor, what are some of those best exercises? I mean, we have vibrators, we have treadmills, we have bikes. There's just so much. Where do we start, Pam?
Yes, the best exercise is strength training because we do lose muscle after the age of 40. Things like push-ups against the kitchen counter, squats on your kitchen chair where you're touching your butt to the seat of the chair and coming back up. If you have dumbbells or if you go to a gym, any kind of strength training, because we want to avoid the loss, and we'll avoid that if we eat enough protein and do some strength training. Now, after that, I would say You should do what you love. If you love to bike, go out and bike. We should all be walking every day because our bodies were meant to move. And there should be some fun. If you love to dance, put on your favorite music and dance for 10 or 20 minutes. But strength training is imperative for everybody to start to do and keep it in their life for the rest of their lives.
Now, we have aerobics and different kinds of movement. Out of all this, without promoting any, which one will you honestly recommend to both men and women?
Lifting weights, strength training, absolutely, first.
Lifting weights. Think about it. Lifting weights and getting big muscle. And you say both for male and female.
And here's the thing. That's actually one of the biggest myths out there is that you will not get big muscles if you lift. Unless you're taking some kind of banned substance, you will never get big, bulky muscles. But what you will do is protect your bones. When you see or hear about seniors falling and breaking their bones, they break their bones because they don't have any muscle that protects their bones. So strength training is really vital for the rest of our lives.
So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people make out there when it comes to losing weight, focusing on their health, and exercising?
Yes. Okay. So we'll talk about weight loss first. And I'm raising my hand here because I was guilty of this myself. Being very restrictive during the week, eating too little. And then when the weekend comes, your body's so hungry that you overeat all weekend long. And then Monday, you feel guilty. So you're really restrictive this week. And then by the weekend, you're starving and it's a bad cycle. So the restriction for too little calories and then eating too much on the weekend, that's a common mistake for dieting, or thinking that they can lose weight really quick and keep it off, like a crash diet, or taking anything that you buy on the shelf that's a weight loss product will never work. It just won't.
If I can come in there, we are being told every now and then that, look, you can be strict on yourself for 5 days, then on the weekends, just be free, do whatever. I mean, eat whatever you like on the weekend, be strict during the week, Monday to Friday, and the weekend, well, do whatever you like and you'll be fine. How about that?
No, it doesn't work like that. It's a recipe. That doesn't work. Biggest exercise mistakes I see people make is going to the gym and getting on any piece of cardio equipment and staying there for a long time at a very easy pace. The best thing you can do for cardio is something called HIIT. It's high intensity interval training, where you warm up and then you take 15, 20, 30 seconds and you go at a harder pace. And then you take some time and recover your breathing. Harder pace, out of breath, and then recover. So you can work out for a shorter amount of time and get more done rather than say, I was at the gym for an hour. But the people that are just walking on a treadmill or doing the elliptical at an easy pace, you're really not doing a lot. So I want people to know they can get more bang for their buck by working out smarter and harder in a shorter time than a longer time.
What is a short time? Because maybe we should get the timing right. I feel good when I spend 2 hours and I'm like, well, I go 3 times a week and spend 2 hours there. And you're saying, no, shorter is better.
Yeah, because most people, when they work out for that long, they get hungry. And many people are trying to lose weight. And if you're trying to lose weight and you get very hungry, you're going to eat more calories than you need. Me, when I was running marathons, I ate a lot because I was hungry because I was running for 3 hours.
Yes, it's very true. Yes.
So a shorter time. Go ahead.
Yes, you can go ahead. Sorry about that.
A shorter time, if you want to go to the gym and you want to do, say you want to do one thing like a cardio workout, you could warm up for 5 minutes on any treadmill, bike, elliptical, rower, whatever you like. And then doing that HIIT workout, you don't need to do it for more than 15 minutes. And then you could be stretch, of course, stretch after every workout. With your stretch, you could be out of the gym in 25 minutes and then you have more time to get the things that you need to do in your day.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible.
MDNPV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDNPV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcast. The Undeniable
Toys. The Undeniable Toys is still time, Simon. Thank you for staying on. Now, if you've just joined us, we are talking about all things health, wealth, and wellness. Look, my guest says the time to start working on your health is now, not January the 1st. In fact, not when you start having problems, not when you start experiencing challenges with your body. Start now when you can, while you still can, with no issues. You don't want to work under pressure. Coming back to you, Pam, you say everyone can eat better and move more. What do you mean by that, Pam?
Well, everyone can make different choices when they eat. Our health is actually the only thing we have 100% control of in our life. We can't control our partners or our kids or our pets or our jobs, but what we eat, we can control every day. And a lot of times people eat for hurt or emotional reasons. If you want to turn your health around, you really need to think about eating for your health, which is real food, anything grown from the ground. And movement, many either put off movement because I've had people say, I'm too fat. I can't go to the gym. So they don't do anything. Well, with the invention of YouTube, you can work out at home. And in fact, I have a great YouTube channel that people can use at home. I have a stretching playlist. I have a 10-minute workout video playlist because in my opinion, 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes every day of the week.
Wow. Love that. If you started again, yes, I really do. You said 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes. I mean, who cannot do 10 minutes? Come on. You make it sound so simple. You make it sound so simple, and it is simple. But let's talk about you. Do you think it took you the long route to get to where you are in your health journey, or it took you a short route? And if you had to start again tomorrow, will you change your strategy or will you do the same kind of things you are doing today? Pam?
Well, yes, I think I took the long route, but I wouldn't do anything different tomorrow. I think I made all the mistakes trying to lose weight. I took the diet pills. I did restriction. I did all the wrong things so I can help people now going, I did that. That did not work. Don't do it. And even though I was, very heavy when I ran marathons, that experience, again, helps with my clients today. So making mistakes along the way has led me to where I am today. So I did take the long road, but I wouldn't change it because that experience makes me who I am today. So tomorrow I know what to do because I did everything wrong to get here today.
Wow. Now, we have business people who work 16 hours a day, and I'm not sure how many hours they will sleep, but some of the people are saying they're working very, very hard because they're just starting up on their businesses and they have to put more hours, which is some of them, it has affected their weight and their health. Yeah. How do they now balance things with this, with their sleeping patterns, because sleep also plays a role. And I believe you can tell us more about that. Pam?
Yes. I would say if you're working really long days, it's very important on the weekends to grocery shop and to make sure you have enough healthy. If you work from home, that's a lot easier. If you go to work, then some meal prep on Saturday or Sunday. So you have your lunches already packed for you. That's going to be really important. A protein, a ton of veggies, and a sweet potato or rice, something like that, that's going to keep you full. If you are at work, then I would say you have to get up once an hour, take the long way to the bathroom, or go up and down the stairwell a couple times. You need your brain needs a mental break from that work, and so does your body. If you did that every hour, say a 5-minute walk, and you're there 16 hours, that's a lot of minutes of walking. That's something that's better than nothing. You could always do some push-ups on your desk, 5 or 10 push-ups an hour. Again, that adds up as well. And then water, keep the water bottle on your desk and make sure that you are drinking enough water through the day, especially this in the winter. This time of year, it's easy to avoid the water because it's cold, well, at least where I am. But staying hydrated is super important.
And how much water, now that you've mentioned it, per day?
A good rule of thumb, at least in the wintertime, is about half of your body weight in ounces. Now, in the summer, if you are an avid exerciser and you're sweating a lot, you probably want to get your body weight in ounces of water. But half is really good for most people. And it's just, I would recommend front loading your day. So when you wake up, start drinking. Because if you wait till the end of the day, you really don't want to get up a lot in the middle of the night. You want to get good, restful sleep. So getting it done early in the day is really key.
What should the morning routine look like for someone who's committed to their lifelong health journey? What should it look like in terms of some of the things that you've already taken us through?
Pam? Sure. Yes. I would say getting quality sleep every day is the most important thing you can do for your health. Then get up, drink some water. If you love coffee, have some coffee and get your workout in. For most people, if they wait till the end of the day, it's going to get pushed off a list. Things come up and they won't do it. Even if it's one of my 10-minute workouts on my YouTube channel, which is called The Perfect Balance, that starts your day off with a different mindset. You feel empowered. Your endorphins are going. You're going to make better food choices because you've exercised. In your lunch, making sure you have your water bottle with you, and then planning movement breaks throughout the day. Whether you're at home or at work, again, getting those 5 minutes of every hour or so, getting some push-ups in. If you work an office, bring 5 to 6 to 8 apples to work on Monday and make sure you eat all those apples by the end of the week. Making sure you, I'm a big proponent of adding great things into your life. Yes.
Wow. Oh, so many apples. What about bananas? What will you have to say about bananas, really?
I think any food that is grown from the ground is great for you. I would say anytime you have a banana, you want to balance, like it doesn't have the skin like the apple has. So it's a little bit higher in sugar. So if you have like a banana with your eggs, not inside your eggs, but with your eggs, you want to eat protein and some, some protein with it. Because if you have a banana by itself, it will raise your blood sugar and then you're going to crash and you'll be hungry again later. So getting some protein with that is going to keep your blood sugar more stable.
We are almost at the tail end. We really are at the tail end, and you have given so much. But here is what really comes to my mind, and I believe many listeners also will really want your thoughts on this one. Where is the place of fasting for those who fast for religious purposes, for those who do extended fasting? I mean, we hear a lot about that. And the reason I'm bringing all this, we're talking about lifelong commitment on our health journey, which must start immediately, as soon as this show comes to an end.
Yes, Pam? Immediately. Yes. Thank you. I think that's a great question, because there is so much in the media about fasting. And here's what I have to say is you have to know your body better than anything else. For some people, fasting really works. And I think giving your body a break from digesting food is great. There is not much good that comes with after dinner eating, because after dinner eating is always snack food and sugary, crunchy things. If you can wait from dinner time till breakfast, getting a 12 to 15 hour fast, that's great on your body. Your body actually needs the break digesting. If you go longer than that and it doesn't feel good, or you get hangry or get shaky because you need food,
then don't go longer than that. For extended fasts, there have been some people that have been successful. I don't personally know anybody that's done a 24 or 48 hour fast. So I can't really speak to that, but the overnight fast, knowing your body is the best thing you can do. And no, you don't have to eat breakfast right when you wake up. You can actually wait till you're hungry to eat breakfast.
Yes. Wow. Not that you must eat by force, because they say you want to start your day with breakfast. Those are some of the things that have been really misleading. We are at the tail end, and you have given so much. Look, just taking from whatever you have said today, it's enough for anyone to really jumpstart their health journey and start moving right away. And it can be anywhere, it can be anytime, whether working from home or in the office, with everything you have given. Your very last word to someone who's thinking, I want to start tomorrow. Where do I start? How do I start if I want to start as soon as tomorrow? Pam?
I would say baby steps always lead to success. I have seen more people fail when they try to incorporate everything all at once. So take one habit. Say you don't sleep well. Take 1 week and get your sleep on track. And then the next week, if you don't drink good water, that's your goal for the whole week. Drink more water. So then your sleep is good. Your water is good. And then if you're not getting enough protein, prioritize protein at every meal. And doing that one thing at a time, it will never get you quick results. But we're talking about lifelong health. So building these habits, these baby steps, when, by the time you get to the 8, 9, 10, you're going to feel amazing, because your day, we're building these habits in, and it's going to be a habit, and you're going to feel amazing. So baby steps lead to success.
Baby steps lead to success. Take 1 week, get your sleep right. Take another week, get your water right. Build your habits. It's all about building the habit. Once you get the habit, you got it. I think that anyone can do that. Anyone can really try that and give it their best shot. Look, this show is coming to an end, but the conversation doesn't have to. Can we find out, where can our listeners find out more about you, our viewers? Where can they continue this conversation? You spoke about a YouTube channel that you will recommend. Tell us about that as well, Pam.
Yes, my YouTube channel is called The Perfect Balance. Check out my 10-minute playlist. You can work out for 10 minutes and feel great. And yes, it is enough, because I do not stop moving for 10 minutes or talking. And I have a stretching playlist. Wow. Most of us don't stretch enough. So check out my stretching playlist. Wow. I am on, my website is theperfectbalance.guru. I have a couple different group coaching plans. I coach one-on-one. I'm on TikTok and Instagram at Pam_Sherman1. I'm going to get as much great health information out there for people, because I want you to feel great as you age. I don't want you to get to 80 and think, I can barely move, I can barely get up. I want you to be strong and balanced and feel great in your own skin.
Woo. Any coaching?
Yes, I do private coaching, and I have a
coaching.
Yes, I do one-on-one coaching with clients, and I'm part of three different group coaching programs. One is my own, and I'm with two different menopause groups as their fitness coach, as I am in menopause. This crazy stage of life, feel great as they're trying to navigate the hot flashes and things like that.
Wow, thanks a gazillion times. Ladies and gentlemen, Pam Sherman, check out our website, theperfectbalance.guru, but also the YouTube as well, The Perfect Balance YouTube channel. Check that out. The links are all in the description. I believe you want to start with the YouTube. If you're not sure, go to the website. But also coaching is available. You can take that on. Look, if we come to a session like this one and have a conversation like this one and nobody acts afterwards, this would have been a waste of time. So anyone who wins after this is one who's going to act based on what they've heard, learned, and are excited about. And the best place to start is the YouTube channel, the website. Let me take that website again, is theperfectbalance.guru. And the YouTube is also The Perfect Balance YouTube channel. Type it out, find out, check the links in the description. Ham Sherman, thanks a gazillion times to you for your time, your wisdom, so much you have shared. Now, as you heart, what will be your words?
Your health is your greatest wealth. Start today.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you at MDN Talk Radio. The conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversation to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.